Wild card line, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What I'm calling for is I've listened to your show for years and years, but I don't think anybody's ever told you what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
From 69 to 72, I was in Vietnam, and I was a part of a sniper team. I was the shooter. And I don't know if you know Vietnam very well.
Well, only what I read, because I was never there.
Oh, okay. I knew you were in the service.
Yeah, no, I was not Nam.
Okay. There's a village called Con Tum and another one called Doc To. Both of these kind of, it's up where the three countries come together, where Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos all come together.
Right.
And it's right there on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And we would do what are called LRPs. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, long-range reconnaissance patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out and spend sometimes a week, 10 days out there just taking targets of opportunity. We got into a position late one night. It was up by, they call it Ngoc Thang or Ngoc Thang. It was on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I was crawling along. My spotter was back behind me, and all of a sudden, boom! The ground opens up, and a VC sticks his head out of
it.
Not 3 feet in front of me. He was down in a spider hole along this trail. I was looking at the back of his head. The only thing I could do was to go ahead and take him out, and which I did. He had popped up to have a smoke. So I guess cigarettes do kill.
Yeah, they sure do.
Anyway, we took the body on out of the hole and then dropped down in it because it offered an excellent view of the trail that we were watching. And my spotter, who I couldn't really use at night anyway, backed off about 30 feet and got down in a little ravine. The area that we were in is nothing but is the central highlands. And it goes from 5,000 feet, you know, up on the peaks down to probably below sea level, some of the valleys. And that's where they like to travel, was in these valleys, coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Mm-hmm.
My instructions were if it came down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, I'd shoot it, basically. But we had a couple high-value targets we were waiting for. So I dropped down into the spider hole. And about 15 minutes later, I'm just sitting there in the dark, and we're completely adjusted to the dark, you know.
Right, right, your eyesight, sure.
And it looked like about 35 feet in front of me, maybe 40 feet, it looked like a door opened, and there was a bluish-green light that came out of it, a very soft bluish-green light. And I knew there wasn't a building there. In fact, I had no idea what it was. But it had a definite outline, and it looked like a door opened. So I scoped up pulled my rifle up and looked at it through the scope, and I could see that there was indeed some sort of structure there and blue-green light coming out. But I couldn't make it out. And then this head comes out on a skinny little body, and I thought, wow, that guy is deformed. It looked just like a gray when it turned toward me.
How now, far away was it?
35, 40 feet.
That's nothing.
No, it's not. And so I'm trying to get him in an eye, but you can't really, you know, you're under triple canopy there.
Was it aware that you were there?
No idea.
None.
No idea. And I don't know how it got there because there was nothing there.
And it wasn't there in the first place then, right?
No. I hadn't seen anything come in, and it wasn't there before.
It sort of just materialized.
Basically. The weapon that I had was a really bizarre weapon. It was a 45 caliber rifle, believe it or not. It fired 45 ACP. And it was made out of an old English rifle, It was bolt action, and the whole front of it was a silencer.
Did it look like that rifle that Tom Berenger used when he was a sniper in that movie? Do you remember that movie?
No. He was using a Remington 700, I believe.
Okay.
No, I did. I had one of those, but this is something that my dad had carried it in World War II. It was made out of an Enfield rifle, and what they did is reboard it, put a new chamber on there. It was absolutely silent. You were able to go ahead and work the lever on it, but it just had you could just put in one bullet, slide it down, and pop. But it made no noise whatsoever.
All right. And so what happened?
So I went ahead and pulled that, and it didn't have a scope on it because it was a very limited range gun,
right.
More for taking out sentries than anything else. Everybody used to joke, you know, what a fool I was for carrying that much weight, extra weight around.
Well, yeah, but you're back. You're alive.
This thing turned toward me, and I saw the big black eyes and the head and the whole thing. So
this is staggering.
I took a shot from 35, 40 feet, and I know...
Why'd you shoot at it?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be there, for one.
And you were in a war zone.
Yeah. And I was scared to death. I saw this thing, and I went, whoa. And it just really didn't seem that I had a choice in the matter. And it just went... It was a funny sound. I've heard a lot of bullets hit people. And this was a 280-grain jacketed solid lead projectile. And it was traveling subsonically. So it was kind of like, when you're a kid, you shoot a slingshot into a mud bank.
Uh-huh.
It was that kind of a noise.
Makes that thud.
Just kind of like a melon going all over.
Did it indeed hit him, or did it bounce off him?
No, it went right through.
Right through him.
Because I saw stuff all over what appeared to have been part of that door that was behind him. And he went down. Not a sound. So I went ahead and just loaded up another one and sat and waited. And within 2 or 3 minutes, another one came out, and I shot it.
Same thing happened?
Same thing happened, yeah. Both shots were dead on.
And so the first one that you shot, was it still lying there in front of this object?
Well, I couldn't see it after I shot it. I could only see it from about the waist up.
Okay.
And when it went down, it had completely disappeared.
And you're only 30 feet away now.
Yeah. About 30 to 40. Something like that. I mean, it was right there.
I mean, that's half the distance of a pitcher's mound to the plate. That's not far.
It's not far. And I didn't know how it got there. That was what bothered me most.
At this point, had you really been able to make out this craft at this point?
I never saw a craft. All I saw was like a black area, okay, with this light opening.
But it could have been a craft.
It could have been a craft. I don't, I have no idea what it was. And all of a sudden, the door closed, the light went out, whatever happened to it, and it was gone.
And what about the two beans?
Well, this is the funny part. I got out of the hole. I crawled up there. There was nothing there, but the ground was red hot.
Red hot, probably from the object, I would guess. Did you come across any guts or anything like that?
No blood, no remains, no sound. It was as if a door closed and then the building fell over. I mean, there was nothing there, but it was hot.
It sounds like
not there.
These two entities came through some kind of portal and went through it, but along the process, you shot them to death.
They were what everyone describes now as grays, I guess, from what I could tell at that distance.
You know, I can't tell you how many stories, though, I have heard about UFO cases during the Vietnam War.
They were all over the place.
All over. Witnessing things, I'm told we even knew of Soviet troops that were there. They witnessed things. I was told once that there was a fight between our soldiers and the Viet Cong, and a UFO hovered over both of them, and both sides stopped to look at it. Those are some of the things I've heard about Vietnam.
You know, you hear a lot of those stories, but I know for a fact that I and others in my unit have seen things flying through the sky that just should not have been there, and they were flying way too low.
You would swear on a stack of Bibles what you just told me is true?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've dreamed about it every night since 1969.
I have to tell you, it is probably one of the most remarkable stories I've heard.